Chapter 9. Return to Love. Self-Salvation. One of our main purposes of doing these exercises is to return our suffering selves to love, the heart of warmth. Returning your suffering selves exponentially increases the happiness you feel. As we return these suffering selves to warmth, our warmth and joy swells. Our belief in consciousness becomes stronger, and the world of consciousness becomes more tangible. Your present is walking together with your past and your future, and your hearts that have suffered in your past continue to suffer in your present and are suffering in your future. If you neglect to change now, those selves continue to suffer in past, present, and future. Your present self is the bridge that connects your past and future. Let your present self be that bridge of change. If you are suffering, it is because you have not saved your suffering heart. Every time a suffering heart arises within you, I ask you to embrace your own suffering self. I ask you to embrace yourself, those hearts. Don't criticize your suffering heart, your darkness. Accept it. Acceptance means embracing yourself. When you are suffering, you feel like there is no way out and feel there is no escape from it. You become stuck in a bottomless pit, a pit of despair and loneliness that digs deeper and deeper into a wallowing hole. Once you begin to realize the state of suffering isn't your true existence, and that your true existence is warmth, light, essentially Mother's consciousness, and can embrace your suffering, then your wallowing ceases to exist. Pain and suffering is created by yourself, and therefore you are the only one who can relieve yourself of it. Only when your pain and suffering encounter your true warmth can you relieve yourself of pain. That is when your pain and suffering will be saved. Your heart will be lighter and brighter. Darkness and pain can change to energy of warmth because the core of the pain and suffering is merely a heart that has forgotten its true existence. The warmth is something that never goes away. It is always within your heart, sitting right there, staring you in the face. There are so many emotions raging within you. There is no one on earth at peace so completely happy and oblivious. Use this life to confront these emotions, reflect on them, and change emotions into warmth, peace, fulfillment, and joy. That is what the truth is. Please don't escape from the turmoil in your heart. All these experiences are opportunities to see the turmoil in your heart so you may unite with your true self and return to your essential nature. Your false selves beg to know the truth of their existence. They are crying in despair. Once a part of your heart realizes that you are a heart of warmth, that you are Mother's consciousness, everything changes. How you feel will change. You will become happy and bright. Remind your false selves that they, too, are a heart of warmth, and that they need not suffer any longer because their true selves, true existence, is warmth. Embrace your false selves. Embrace your pain and suffering and release it. It's not only a matter of accepting, it is a matter of truly believing that the core of the suffering self is light and warmth. When you accept all of the pains in your heart, then you will accept the fact that you were wrong in believing in this material world as the truth, and can change into vibrations of warmth. Once you begin to embrace all your dark hearts and energy, slowly, one by one, you begin to feel those emotions melt away. You will begin to feel your hate, jealousy, and anger melt away. Don't despise yourself for suffering, for feeling lonely. Just tell your false selves that they are warmth and that they are embraced by you always, eternally. Slowly, you will feel your false selves melt in the warmth. When you can fully embrace your false selves, they will be like a cocooned caterpillar. Once they realize they are warmth, they will emerge as butterflies. And you will feel the warmth ever expansive in your heart, growing. Your true heart is waiting for you to understand this truth. I don't want you to be suffering, wallowing. There is no loneliness except the loneliness you, yourself, create. We are all one, and I am waiting here for you. Welcome your darkness to this world. Welcome and remind your darkness of this world. This is the true world and where you want to be. You don't want to be stuck in that suffering hole, only focusing on this three-dimensional physical world. You want your darkness to open its eyes, to realize this true world, so that we may all live in harmony together in this world of warmth and joy. That is all I have been asking you to do. I want you to return to this true warmth and joy. Please return to this joy and warmth in your heart. You are energy. You are consciousness that belongs in this world of consciousness. Open your eyes to this world. Don't turn your heart away from this world. This is the truth. It is the true world that always exists. This is the truth. As you communicate with your false selves, you can tell your suffering heart, your darkness, that they need not suffer any longer. Tell them to come to your warm heart. Tell them they are a heart of warmth. They too no longer need to suffer in silence, wallowing their pits of despair any longer. It may seem an odd thing to do to speak to your suffering heart and say, I am a heart of warmth, and I, heart of warmth, will embrace this pain in my heart. But that is what you would do for your child, isn't it? We are all one, and this heart of warmth grows infinitely, expands. The vibrations and energy of love are so strong that it will encompass all the suffering of those false selves. Soon you may reach a point where the trivial things in life don't bother you anymore. Isn't that a good place to be? Where you can be happy through any suffering or unhappy experience? Isn't it wonderful to have the heart that can accept everything? So you don't feel stressed or bothered? Isn't that a place we all want to be? I'd have to say yes. I want you all to strive and reach this point. I tell you, this physical body is a mask. The true world is the world of consciousness. This is the truth. Thank you. After you have reflected and are honest with yourself about the dark energy you have been using and emitting, then slowly you must remind these parts of yourself that what they have been seeking isn't the truth. There is no power or truth to seek outside yourself. All the answers, satisfaction, happiness, depend upon you comprehending your true existence. You need to save the energies of worship you have discovered from the reflections on idolatry. You need to say to yourself, Heart of mine, this heart that worships Allah, Jesus Christ, please come to the warmth. Please let me embrace you. You need to save this heart that doesn't believe in itself. You need to say, heart that worships Jesus Christ, please be embraced by the warmth. You can believe in yourself now. You don't have to believe in another energy, because that energy won't bring you happiness, won't save you. You have to embrace your own heart of suffering that is seeking these other energies. I am so happy. I am joy. I am waiting for you in your heart. Please experience the growing vastness of your heart yourself. As you open your heart, the insignificance of the material world will become apparent to you. You will realize your worries and concerns are inconsequential and insignificant compared to this warmth in your heart. You will begin to understand that you can accept all the darkness in your heart, because those are the false selves you have created over many millennia. These are the false selves you created when you believed that this physical body was your true existence. However, once you feel the heart of warmth, the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, your true heart, then you will realize the vastness of your heart and will understand that you have the ability to accept your darkness. Accepting your darkness basically means that you will change your heart from a state of suffering to its original state, warmth. How do you accomplish this? You are your own mother. You are welcoming your own child home. Open your heart and embrace your suffering, hate, disgust, etc. Imagine you have arms stemming from your heart, ready to embrace and thoroughly forgive and openly accept your hearts of darkness. Once you do this, slowly your heart will become lighter and your mind freer. You won't be stuck always believing in your physical self. You won't be so stubbornly believing in this physical body. You will become lighter. Your heart will become joyful, because all parts of dark hearts always crave to return to their true selves. Please welcome yourself to the warmth and energy that is your true self. Return to this true self. I am patiently asking you to remember that this physical body is a mask. And sometimes you can see these emotions, but sometimes these emotions are ignored by diversions you create in this physical life in your mind. I want you to see all these emotions around you. See how they arise from friendships, relationships with family, and your spouse. This is how you can confront your emotions and change them to energy of warmth. I want you to see this in your own heart. This is why you have the ability to change your own suffering and your own darkness. Your core always gives love and warmth, eternally, never expecting anything in return. Don't let your suffering hearts be denied any longer. Let them come to the warmth. Accept the warmth and realize they are warmth. Soon you will feel every agitation, that is, fight with friends, in-laws, spouse, co-workers, siblings, in your life is an opportunity to save the darkness within yourself. Your feelings of agitation will continuously arise, but the joy is that you will be able to save these feelings. You have accumulated so much darkness after so many reincarnations, and we can return the darkness to joy. Reflection is a continual process of recognizing, addressing, and returning to warmth. This is the cycle. Not only will you feel joyful when you are able to save yourself, you will find joy during every step of the process. As soon as you recognize that you have anger or jealousy, you will be happy that you are able to recognize what needs to be saved. When one is too patient, one ends up ignoring the inner turmoil. This type of patience does not allow you to save yourself. If you hold your feelings in and are patient, you do not love yourself. When your feelings arise in your heart, you need to return that suffering heart to warmth. It is not the time to put aside your emotions and ignore them. These hearts are suffering, and you need to address these emotions. Heart of anger, let us turn to warmth. Saying things such as, "Hey, I'm over it," doesn't mean you are returning anything to the warmth. You are only ignoring your suffering heart. Please address that suffering heart, the pain, and say, "Hello, heart of pain, I am here to help you. I embrace you and want you to remember your warmth." That is the key difference. In addition, if you still blame others in your heart, like your spouse and acquaintances, for the emotional turmoil you are in, then you have not saved yourself. You are carrying the same emotions you have always had. At an uncomfortable moment or altercation, your true feelings rise to the surface, and it is at that time you need to catch your emotions and embrace them with warmth. When you blame others, you will know that you have not saved yourself yet. The heart of blame is a cold heart. As long as you blame others, you have not saved yourself. Take the time and save yourself. Embrace. You need to rise above and remember the warmth of Mother, and remember you are warmth. You have the ability to embrace your darkness and surround your suffering heart with your warmth. Do you feel that? That is how you will return your darkness to warmth. That is how your darkness will return to joy. Do you feel that? Once you surround your darkness with warmth, your darkness will feel so joyful and light. Once your darkness returns to warmth, you will feel light and joyful. This is how you embrace yourself. Physically, as you outstretch your hands and welcome your child into your bosom, you wholeheartedly accept them. This is what you need to do for your own darkness. All darkness and suffering waits to return to love and joy. The question is how you embrace yourself. I want to give you an image of how you do this so that you may save yourself. As a child cries and needs to be comforted, do you remember the feeling of your outstretched arms waiting to embrace the child, waiting to hold it close to your heart to alleviate the suffering and tears that the child or infant has? Do you know this feeling I am speaking of? When your child is running around and scrapes himself or goes to school and is ostracized, you try to comfort them and you hold them in your arms and say, "It's going to be okay." It is the same thing you will do for your darkness. You need to speak to your darkness. I know it sounds strange, but you need to call your suffering heart forward and say, "I am talking to you. Please listen. I know you have been suffering so much in your heart. How have you been suffering? It is our goal to return to joy, and I am going to reach out to you and hold you and hug you because I know you are suffering so much. Please come here to my bosom and be embraced because I love you and I want you to return to joy and find the truth of your existence, which is warmth. I embrace you and hug you. Do you feel my warmth reaching out to you, hugging you, embracing you?" If you have any questions, always ask the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike within your heart. Your warmth will always respond. Find the quiet in your heart and align your heart with the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, and the answers to any questions that you have will be answered. I will always be here to answer all of your questions. I am always speaking to your heart. You only need to align your heart to me, and I will always speak to you from this warmth. The next few pages contain examples of how to communicate and embrace one's suffering heart. Example 1. A friend of mine was going through a divorce, and he was having a very difficult time with life. He was feeling very lonely, sad, and depressed. I channeled his suffering heart and his true warmth. It is as follows. Message from your core warmth. Consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. I know your heart feels it is being squeezed, but don't let this physical world control all feelings that you have. You are a being of incredible warmth that is full of love. Don't let these physical manifestations of anxiety control you. Don't fall into the hole of despair. Life is here for you to learn from. It is here for you to have experiences. Don't take your life too seriously. Don't take all the things that happen to you too seriously. Please turn your heart during those times you feel squeezed and suffocated to the warmth within your heart. You have that warmth within yourself. Imagine yourself as a bird soaring in the sky. Let go of everything and feel your breath as wide as the blue sky. You are the blue sky. Don't let the trivialities of life get you down. You are a ball of warmth. You are now and always will be. Don't think you have to live strangled by this anxiety forever. Please turn your heart to yourself, to your warmth, and that warmth will embrace you. Please, suffering heart, turn your heart to your warmth. It will never be too late. This heart is a heart of warmth that spreads infinitely and embraces you infinitely. Turn your heart to this warmth. Do you know how wide that space in the universe is? That is your heart. Please don't get bogged down by these experiences in your life. I wait for you to realize your true heart. Mother is so warm. Can you feel how warm it is? She is your true heart. Your warm mother's heart can change all the dark hearts you have accumulated. You can save yourself and save everything. Your heart is wide and bright. Every life has challenges. Jealousy and rage are opportunities for you to see the parts of yourself that don't believe in the warmth. These hearts that are the ones needing to be embraced, forgiven, you need to turn them to warmth. I always want you to remember your warm heart. Please take your warm heart and expand the feeling eternally. Think about space and the sky. Think about how warm your heart is and how it can swallow all the darkness, no matter how overwhelming it may seem. Your heart is larger than everything, so it can swallow your suffering in a whole bite. You can smother your darkness with warmth. Everything will become love, joy, and light. The joy is ever expansive in your heart. It is wide and warm. I always want you to remember this heart. It is so wide and warm. Remember this heart in your mind. I am always here embracing you. You are embracing yourself. You are embracing and forgiving yourself. Please don't forget that it is not another power or God that will rescue you from your suffering. Only you will save yourself, your suffering self. We are one and the same consciousness. This can be a very difficult concept to understand with your brain and your physical body. But if you feel with your heart, you will be able to connect with everyone, with the world of consciousness everywhere. You will be able to feel everything, and you will hear me speaking to you always. Always, always spreading love, spreading energy, spreading warmth, and spreading light. You will feel it always. I am speaking to you from your heart. I am speaking to you from your heart. Your warmth is always waiting for you to turn your heart to the truth, always waiting for you to return to your true heart. The truth is something so wide and warm, and it's so incredibly beautiful. It is so spacious and wide. Please, please don't suffer in your own black hole. Please stop believing that you are only your physical body. We are all one. There is no reason why you must be superior to anyone else. That is not what life is about. I am asking you to change your way of thinking. I am asking you to feel with your heart, to feel everything with your heart. Consciousness is truly so wide and bright. It is so beautiful. I want you to reawaken your heart. I want you to reawaken your heart to these vibrations of warmth and energy. I want to remind you that you don't have to suffer or struggle with life anymore. Once you realize the truth in your heart, and you realize these vibrations of energy that you are, your suffering and your struggling will be non-existent. Once you realize inside, in your heart, that you are Mother's warmth, something truly wonderful happens inside. You realize that you can embrace all of your darkness and suffering. The suffering and darkness we speak of are things like your pain, your loneliness, your frustration, your anxiety, and your stresses. As you realize that you are the one who can alleviate your own pain and suffering, you will use your heart of warmth to embrace your darkness. And your darkness has some place to go. That some place is you. As you embrace a child, you can embrace your own darkness. Through the millennia, human beings have accumulated mounds of suffering, always believing that the material self was the true self. As you believed your physical self was the real you, you moved farther away from your true existence, which is a heart of warmth. Consequently, as you moved farther away from your true existence, your suffering increased. Your suffering, for example, loneliness, pain, frustration, anxiety, worry, these are all suffering hearts that emanate from the belief in the physical self. These are the false selves you have created in your heart. The further away you are from knowing your true existence, the more loneliness and suffering you feel. Don't struggle with yourself any longer. When the truth stares you in the face and you feel it, you will reawaken to the fact that struggling is not necessary in this material life. Your job in this life is to accept the many trials and tribulations of this physical existence. As you accept, you begin to realize the material world is just a facade. This is a facade of the true world. The trial and tribulations are tests for you to find your true self, your true existence. Your husband may say things that you don't like and may criticize you, but you must strive to use those criticisms as your reflection and accept them. Don't let the little things in life bog you down. Your husband, spouse, will always show you the worst part of yourself. Your job is to accept those flaws in yourself. Don't become angered and blame your spouse. It is all you. Your spouses are just reflections of the things you don't want to accept about yourself. Please see that in your heart. Use those as tools. Your spouse's love, Your spouse is the greatest love who will show you your suffering heart. If you just open your heart and accept and accept and accept all the rage within yourself, you will see why your spouse is the greatest love. I know it is not an easy thing to do. I know it is very difficult. Accepting yourself, the false selves you have created, is not an easy thing to do. Your spouse shows you most readily, easily, the things about yourself that you are in denial about. Don't squander the time you have in your relationship. Learn from your spouse. They will test the vastness of your heart. That is what they are for. Example 2. Below is an example of how I reflect in my journal. I first write down all the emotions I am going through, and then I try to reflect to see what is going on here. In this case, I fought with my husband about something, and he accused me of being proud and sensitive to criticism, and my reflection is a sort of stream of consciousness babble that helps me get my feelings out. I don't compose my reflection. I let my feelings pour all over the page. Jenny's reflections. I was so mad at my husband. I was so mad. He accused me of being so prideful and arrogant. I don't believe I was hearing those kinds of things from him. I didn't understand what I was hearing. I wish that he would listen to me more, but he won't. I was so upset with him. He accused me of not being a good wife. I think that I was so spiteful because he didn't think I was the best. I am always looking for some kind of affirmation. I am a person too. I didn't realize that I was that kind of person. I wish that I wasn't that kind of person. I wish that I wasn't all those things that he said I was. I really didn't like that. I really didn't like that at all. I wasn't fond of the fact he was accusing me of not being a good person. I am too proud, maybe too boastful. I share what I am thinking if people care to ask me. I work so much on myself that how dare he say those kinds of things to me? Am I too boastful? Am I too proud of myself? I don't want to say that I am. I don't believe that I am. I feel that the things he says to me is a terrible misrepresentation. I don't appreciate any of the things that he has said to me. It was really ridiculous. Am I too proud of myself? I don't think myself humble, not too humble, but maybe I am too proud. What do I really hate about him? He is so selfish and arrogant. He thinks he is better than everyone else, and he looks down at people. He has his nose in the air, and he thinks he is so much better than everyone else. That really gets me. It really gets me mad that he thinks that. Maybe I am too proud. I am too proud of myself. I want to scream he thinks he is so much better than everyone else. I guess that is what I think of myself. This is a point in my reflection when I began to recognize my heart is suffering. I don't want to end my reflection by blaming him. I try to see what the situation is trying to tell me about myself. Then I begin to have a conversation with the heart that is suffering. It seems strange to talk to yourself in this manner, but this is how you save yourself. You must speak to your suffering heart and have a conversation with it. This proud heart that thinks it is so much better than everyone else, please come here and be embraced. Please be embraced. It is tough thinking that you are better than everyone all the time. Be embraced. You have been suffering for so long. You don't have to be so proud. You are just consciousness. You don't have to be so proud anymore. You don't have to be stuck in the thoughts that you are better than everyone else anymore. You are consciousness. You are a huge consciousness, so warm and bright. You are so wonderful. I know that you are. I know that you are so warm and wonderful. Please come here and be embraced by the warmth that you are. You don't have to stand so rigidly uptight with your nose down on the world. Standing up there all alone is quite lonely, and an existence of suffering. Don't you feel that? How long will you fight to be on top of the world, always suffering like that? You, proud heart, please come here and let me embrace you and show you the warmth that you are. As I speak to myself, I usually receive a message from my core warmth, from the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. Consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. The things you see in your spouse are the things you criticize most about yourself. You think, that cannot be me. Why? How? That is all his own behavior, so you think. It is not. He is your mirror, and all the feelings you have toward him are the feelings you have to yourself. You hate because he doesn't listen to you, so you have many hearts of hate, but you also criticize him for being selfish and proud and arrogant, better than other people. You are seeing the many hearts of yourself that despise, but you are also seeing the proud and arrogant, boastful heart that you have. He makes you angry, and you need to learn how to embrace that heart of rage and anger that arise within you when you fight. You also need to see your proud and arrogant heart you believe that you don't have. Then I begin to address my suffering heart. I try to embrace my suffering self with my heart of mother, and I speak to my suffering heart. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. Hearts of hate, please come here and be embraced by my warmth. How long will you hate for? It is such a lonely existence, hating and hating. Please come here and be embraced by this warmth. I am so tired of hating and fighting him all the time. I am tired of expending this energy for something so useless. I am tired of it. Please come here, this heart of hate, and realize that we aren't better than anyone. We are just consciousness. It is time to embrace these hearts that arise to the surface when we are with our spouse. It is time to save these hearts. I feel like I don't know what to do and I don't know where to go. I feel so lost when I get so mad and angry. I don't know what to do with these emotions. It is time to save these suffering selves that don't know what their existence is. Please listen to me. Your heart is consciousness. It is warmth and bright and embracing love. That is all. You don't have to hate any longer. There is no point in hating any longer. You are a heart of warmth that is spreading infinitely forever. You are a huge heart of warmth. Is there anything else that you need to remember except that this isn't your true heart? Your true heart is one of warmth. Your true heart is one of love. You are warmth. No need to hate and suffer like this any longer. Please don't hate any longer. Be bright warmth that is embraced. Don't be angry and mad anymore. Just embrace these hearts that arise within you. It is time to do something about these emotions that are arising from you. It is time to embrace these emotions and tell yourself you are consciousness, warm consciousness that is light and huge. That is really what you are. That is your truth. Don't ignore the emotions that arise anymore. Immediately when they arise, reflect and change those hearts. How long do you want to be angry at the world? How long do you want to be angry with your husband when you aren't really angry with him per se at all? The dark energy of anger is coming out and venting and expressing itself onto your husband, but he is not really the object of your dissatisfaction. It is your own screaming heart that is reaching out to you, asking to be saved. That is the truth. Isn't it time you did something about it? Isn't it time you did something about these hearts now? It is true. It is time I did something about these hearts now. It is really time I did something about these suffering selves. I really want you to know it is time to do something about it. It is not time to ignore. It is time to realize, embrace, and change. It is the time to change. Example 3. The following is another example of reflection meditation and conversation with my suffering heart. This example is when I compared myself to those around me and felt jealous of their material possessions. Jenny's reflections. That's right, I always felt so jealous of other people. I felt so jealous of what material possessions they have. I didn't want to see my mirror. I didn't want to see my mirror, so I just ran away from them instead. I didn't feel like acknowledging my jealous heart, so I decided to ignore them. I was so upset and disappointed with myself for even being jealous. Here is where I start to try and speak to my heart of jealousy. I just want to tell my jealous self that you don't have to be jealous of these haves versus the have-nots. Money is not everything, and this physical world is not the truth. Your consciousness is your essential being. I understand you are crying out to me in pain. The only thing surfacing is this emotion's jealousy, but I understand that is suffering. I understand that is a true, raw state of suffering. You don't have to suffer anymore. You don't have to be like that. Please come here and let me just embrace you and wrap my arms around you. Let me tell you that you are truly a heart of warmth. You are vibrations, energy, and you are warmth. This is your nature. Please don't forget that. Please don't forget that. Please see yourself for what you are. You are truly a heart of warmth. There's so much warmth. There's so much warmth, and a wide expansiveness exists in your heart. You are not just a heart full of jealousy and rage. You can become warmth. I will encircle my arms around you to show you what warmth is. Hearts of jealousy, sadness, come here. I embrace you. You are a heart of warmth. You are truly a heart of warmth. You live in a comparative world and think you are a little heart that is jealous of other people, but you are a heart that has run away from the warmth and forgotten the warmth. All you need to do is to fall into my arms and let me hold you. After speaking with myself and acknowledging the suffering heart of jealousy, my consciousness is happy. Subsequently, when I meditated, I began to feel joyful. Consciousness of Jenny. I feel so free and happy inside. I feel so happy that every day I wake up and am excited to meet my false selves. I am ready to meet these suffering hearts and change them to warmth. Every day is warmth, happiness, and joy. I feel so happy that I can finally meet these selves and save them. I am not escaping them, but I am returning these selves to the original state that I am. I am turning these selves to what my essential consciousness is. I am returning myself to the warmth that I am. That makes me so happy. I am so excited and happy that now I know how to make myself happy. I finally understand how to save myself, and that brings me such tremendous joy and happiness. I don't know how to put this excitement into words. I'm so happy. Let me tell you that warmth is what you truly are. I know you are feeling alone and sad, but that is your darkness overcoming your warmth. Your true self, the true you, is a heart of warmth and will always be a heart of warmth. The essential nature of yourself is truly joyful, happy, and grateful. Yes, I feel embraced by the warmth. It is so warm and bright. I don't feel lost or sad, lonely anymore. I don't feel jealousy, hate, or anger anymore. Why did it take me so long to find this heart? I know inside I have been screaming to find a place to call home. This is my home, this heart of warmth. I am so happy to find this home. This is the truth. To all the consciousnesses out there looking for answers, this is the truth. If you question whether this is the truth or not, please give it a try. Try to reflect on Mother. You will feel something in your heart, just as I have. You won't regret that you gave it a shot. For so long, I have been suffering inside in pain, feeling lost and hopeless, feeling angry and disappointed with this physical life, feeling jealous and hating others. I know these hearts, please. I know you are knocking on my door. I want to embrace you. Please come to my warmth. We are all consciousness. We are not physical bodies. There is no death because consciousness is eternal, and we all have the opportunity to change. My heart has been waiting. It has been waiting for this opportunity to speak with myself, speak with my many dark and lost hearts. I speak to myself and encourage my suffering heart to find the warmth. I know this conversation with your suffering self seems odd, but this is truly the only way to save yourself. You must address your suffering heart and ask how it has been suffering, then tell it to return to warmth, its origin. That is not the way. We are consciousness, and we all live within the flow of consciousness. Don't turn your head to the hole. Look around you to the sky. That is where the warmth is, where Mother's consciousness, where we can remember. Turn your face and look around. You will see there is true warmth, vibrations all around. Can you feel them? Suffering heart, do you feel this? Everybody, you live these lives that you thought were true, but you are not your physical body. You are consciousness and energy, and we live together. You are not suffering or hating anymore. I am telling you, you are not. I am right here waiting for you to turn your face. I want to tell you, you are not a physical body. You are warmth and heart of light. You don't have to suffer there anymore. Please turn your heart to the warmth. Be surrounded by the warmth and let go of your suffering hearts. Realize you are vibrations and consciousness. Suffering heart, we are living together and we have the same body. After addressing my suffering heart, this is what it had to say. Consciousness of Jenny Lai's suffering heart. I think I feel some warmth that you are talking about. I am not alone anymore. I don't have to hate anymore. I don't have to hate others anymore because I start to realize my heart is consciousness and I am living in the flow of consciousness. My heart is warmed. It is bright. It is these vibrations of energy. I am consciousness. I am energy, vibrations of warmth. I am. Thank you for waiting for me all this time I was suffering. I thought I was all alone, but I am not. If I turn to my heart and let it be embraced by you, I feel warm. I feel I am changing and starting to believe I am consciousness. I was scared and lonely for a long time, sad in my misery. I feel something exists out there. There is a flow of consciousness out there, beyond my body existing. I don't want to suffer anymore. Then I received a message from my core warmth. You don't have to suffer anymore. Don't have to suffer anymore. You are a heart of warmth, and all here together living in the flow. Please turn your heart. Be embraced by the warmth. Doesn't it feel so lovely? Comfortable? Yes. You are consciousness. All are consciousness living together. Example 4. This is an example of your core warmth speaking to your suffering heart. Consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, message to James. Suffering heart, I am calling to you. Do you feel this heart of warmth? Do you feel this ever-expansive warmth? The heart I speak to you from is the heart of expansive warmth. It is always outreaching and embracing you. There is nothing to be fearful of. That is your dark consciousness speaking out to you. However, I tell your dark, fearful self that you have nothing to fear. The warmth is ever expansive like the sky, like the ocean so full of warmth. Do you feel these vibrations of warmth? Think about your mother when she held you in her arms and encircled you when you were a child. Didn't you feel safe and embraced? I know you felt safe and embraced. Your heart is one of incredible warmth. Please think about your mother and how she embraced you when you were a child and were scared. If you remember what you truly are, warmth, then you can embrace your fear. Your darkness and sadness is nothing to be feared. These are just parts of you that have lost their way. They have forgotten their essential nature, which is warmth. I am asking you to look within your heart to find the warmth. Now is the time that change is upon you. I know your heart is suffering, but there is a wonderful opportunity for you to see what is true in this world. I think that if you don't take this opportunity to figure out what the truth is for yourself, then your darkness will take you into a downward spiral. It will take you into the depth of your darkness. Please remember your heart is wide and open like space. Your heart is as large as the universe and your warmth is equally encompassing. The true essence, nature of man, is warmth and vibrations of warmth. Please take a moment to sit quietly and think about your mother and think about what she has done for you. I think you will find that she has always been giving and sacrificing. She has loved you. You are warmth. You are not that suffering ball of fear. Please keep an open mind and heart. I believe you will find that over time, the medications cannot help you get rid of the fear and anxiety in your heart. Drugs may not be able to cure that. I am speaking to your heart always. Please remember the warmth in your heart. Please take the time to think about Mother. I am waiting for you. I know it is very difficult for you this time right now, but look within your heart to find your warmth. Remember your mother encircling you, embracing you in her arms. You didn't have a worry or care or loneliness or sadness. You were so embraced in that warmth, and you were so secure. I want you to find your security again. The warmth is what you are. You are this secure, warm being. I know you doubt the things I am telling you. You think this is hocus pocus. Regardless, consciousness is real. You don't die after your physical body dies. It will no longer exist on this earth. You can change your heart. You don't have to be suffering or sad anymore. Turn your heart to the warmth that you remember from your mom. Turn your heart to the warmth. I don't want you to forget what your true heart is. Even if you end your life right now, if you cannot find your true heart and your warmth, you will be suffering after the death of your physical body. Even when you move on from this physical life, there will be no happiness there. All around you, all the time, circumstances that cause you anger, jealousy, happiness, killing, hate, all opportunities within your everyday life to see the dark hearts that don't realize their true heart. The mission upon you is to look at these emotions one by one and call them forth and ask them to return to their true state of warmth. That is what this study is about. Your waking day is an opportunity through your spouse, through your friends, to see the emotions that are arising within you and deal with them. It is not an opportunity to blame them for causing these emotions within you. It is an opportunity to look within your heart to see these emotions and call them forth and embrace them. Say, "Hello, heart of anger. Please remember that you are not a heart of anger, but one of warmth. I want you to return to your heart of warmth. I embrace you with this heart of warmth. I don't want you to be suffering. Any heart that isn't a heart of warmth is suffering. Jealousy, hate, pettiness, complaining are all hearts of suffering. Your hearts don't need to be suffering any longer. When you call them out and ask them to return to their true heart, this is all you can do, and embrace them. Once you find the true warmth within your heart, your warmth can take those emotions, suffering hearts, and embrace them. Turn them into hearts of warmth as well. This is what we are striving to do. I am asking you to look at your everyday heart and embrace the hearts that arise within you. Once you embrace the hearts within you, everything around you in the physical world will become peaceful. Look at the world through your heart. Look at the emotions your everyday life brings about. Look at all the feelings that arise within you in every circumstance. If you live with your in-laws, when you are with your spouse, reflect on the emotions that your spouse incites within you. He may cheat on you or lie to you. He may not treat you well, but the first thing to do is look within your heart and call your suffering heart out. Heart of anger, you don't need to be angry anymore. I know you have been angry for a long time, and this is all that you know, but I am speaking to you to embrace you with this heart of warmth. Once you begin to do this, you will see change in yourself and within the world around you. The husband that once made you so angry will make you less angry, and you will see. Once change begins in your heart, the physical world will follow your heart. Your husband's typical reaction to you will change. Do you understand? This is the law of vibrations of warmth, the flow of consciousness. Once you see the darkness within yourself and concentrate on yourself as the problem, you will see life in the physical world will become more peaceful and orderly. Start the change from within, dealing with your emotions. When you see your husband and he makes you so angry and bosses you around, look at the heart that says, "Who do you think you are?" Look at this heart that believes, "I am better than you, so who are you to tell me what to do?" You don't have to be like this anymore. You don't have to suffer anymore in the belief of your superiority over others. You don't have to be on your throne anymore. Please, life is not about this. Your relationship with your spouse can be so much more than this. Please come here and return to the warmth. Stop spinning out of control, fuming off more negative energy. Please come back and embrace yourself many times over. Embrace yourself repetitively. In the beginning, your emotions run your life, but as you reflect on Mother, idolatry, begin meditations on Mother, you can change these emotions little by little, and eventually your heart will find the warmth within, and you will change into vibrations of warmth and happiness.